Brilliance Audio presents Dear Dwayne with Love by Eliza Gordon. Performed by Carly Robbins. March 28, 1997. Dear Dwayne Johnson. Hi, my name is Danielle Steele. Yes, like the romance novelist, except I have an E on the end of my name, and the writer lady doesn't. You can call me Danny. I am 10 years old and in the fifth grade in Portland, Oregon. We are doing a school project about our favorite celebrity, and we have to write them a letter. I picked you because my dad has been a huge fan since you played college football. He loves the University of Miami because he had a wild spring break there one year, even though when he talks about it, my mom gets really mad. I play soccer because they don't have football for girls, and I picked my jersey number. It's 94 because that was the number you wore for the Hurricanes when they won the national championship in 1991. And even after you were drafted by the Calgary Stampeders way up in Canada, but then they cut you. It doesn't matter because my dad says Canadian football is weird with its bigger field and three downs instead of four. Did you like Calgary? Was there a lot of snow when you were there? My dad says you are half Canadian, so it makes sense that you wanted to play in the CFL. My dad also says you were the best defensive lineman the University of Miami had ever seen, and that Warren Sapp is overrated. I have two annoying older sisters named Georgette and Jacqueline. We are all named after romance writers because my mom loves to read romance novels with tons of kissing and women being rescued all the time. This drives my dad crazy. I love that your wrestling name is Rocky Maivia, after your dad and your grandfather. What is it like having a high chief as a grandfather? There is a girl in my homeroom whose mom was born in Hawaii, and she tells everyone that means she's Hawaiian, even though she's never been to Hawaii and she's afraid of the sun. So I think she makes a terrible Hawaiian because Hawaii always has sun, right? My dad says he's the chief in our house, and that's why he gets control of the remote. It rains a lot in Portland. Do you have alligators in Miami? Do they really come up through the toilets? A kid in my class went to Tampa once, and he says that alligators live in the sewers. He also eats his own boogers, so I don't believe everything he says. So maybe if you can write back to me, you can tell me about what life is like as a wrestler. Good luck at the next big wrestling match. I will try to watch it on TV, but it depends if it's a school night or if my mom gets mad at my dad because he is exposing me to trash TV. I don't think wrestling is trash, but it does look like it hurts a lot. Sincerely yours, Danielle Steele, with an E. On September 27th, 1998, Dwayne Douglas Johnson, by this time officially known as The Rock, was in a triple threat match as part of a huge pay-per-view event called Breakdown in Your House. The Rock pinned another wrestler named Ken Shamrock, won the match, and became the number one contender in the World Wrestling Federation Championship. I know this because I watched it. At my house, the weather had been in the 70s, the summer refusing to let go despite the fact that she'd been excused from duty 6 days prior with the official equinox. My sisters were out with mommy buying school shoes, so it was just me and Dad, Gerald Robert Steele, sharing in the reverie of watching our favorite superhero via the magic of cable pay-per-view television. When The Rock won his match, Gerald Robert Steele swallowed the last of his Budweiser, clicked off the TV before the entire event concluded, patted me on the head, and got out of the squeaky, plaid, knockoff lazy boy my mother had threatened 1,000 times to set ablaze. He then picked up an old fat duffel bag sitting next to his chair, its bloated side decorated with a crackled silk screen from some gym he used to go to. I hadn't noticed the bag until that moment. He held a finger against the mustache-topped lips that always tickled when he kissed me goodnight and said, "Shh." He opened the front door, stepped out, and never looked back.